Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Jerusalem, Seth Frantzman, war correspondent for Jerusalem Post, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, importantly, the author of The October 7th War, the story so far, save for the last month, of barrages from the north by Hezbollah, or what is left of its leadership. Meanwhile, Hamas is fractured to the point of not being able to reorganize itself, I'm told, for at least 10 years, if then. However, we're going to start in the north because the barrages in these last hours are accelerating, drones and missiles. And what is to be done? Seth, a very good day to you. We spoke last week about up to 200 a day coming across the border into Israel. I see there's a report of a synagogue in Haifa was hit. There have been casualties routinely. The arsenal in the north is said to be hundreds of thousands, so this can continue indefinitely. What is the war planning by the IDF, or alternatively, what is the ambition of Hezbollah to keep these barrages up? Good day to you, Seth.
A good day to you. I think that Hezbollah is trying to show that even though the IDF has been operating in Lebanon for almost 2 months, now that Hezbollah has the arsenal that it can keep firing, 100 rockets or 200 rockets a day. I think the overall number of rockets has declined a bit, but that doesn't mean that they're not just as deadly. And even a few rockets fired over a city will send everyone to bomb shelters. So the actual effect of sending 5 versus 20 rockets is actually kind of similar. So I think that's kind of what we're seeing. And we see it every day. I mean, they are attacking Haifa, you see noted. They firing a lot at cities like Nahariya, and they're also using drones, and some of those projectiles get through and they kill and wound people.
The barrages themselves are being fired from Beirut, from the Litani River, everywhere. Is there any focus on, because the IAF is very active, is there one particular arsenal? Are these scattered elements of the Radyan movement? Who's shooting them?
I think the arsenal is scattered. The IDF keeps finding rocket launchers. In fact, it usually finds them. They're primed to launch. So the launchers have, usually around 24 rockets in them, especially the shorter range rockets. And the IDF has not pushed that deep into Lebanon, even though it's been 2 months of fighting. They've only gone in a mile or two. So you don't, if unless the IDF clears out a significant area of southern Lebanon, the rockets will still keep being fired. And these individual units of Hezbollah guys, they don't need complicated coordination to do this. The rocket launchers are relatively small. They're mobile. They're lightweight. The rockets themselves are not that heavy. You can disguise them pretty easily. Unfortunately, I think it's a very difficult threat to neutralize.
There are first-rate missiles in possession of Hezbollah. We've been told that, with very good targeting so that they can hit what they're shooting at. Are they being used in any fashion?
I think the stories about the what's called precision-guided munitions that Hezbollah has, and it has a lot of different, as you mentioned, about 150,000 projectiles when it went into this war. Now it has less, but it certainly has dangerous weaponry. It doesn't seem that they've broken out these PGM stockpiles yet. And if it's possible that Israel's destroyed that with precision strikes, so therefore it may not have access to all of that stuff. However, it is moving into the drone warfare phase, which means it's using drones every day. And drones are precise. They just don't have a very big warhead. So drones are hard to detect and hard to shoot down sometimes, but they actually, the ability of them to do a lot of damage is not like a very large missile.
And the advance along the border, you mentioned they've been fighting for several weeks now, many weeks. and the advance is not far. Is that because of the defenses, or is that because of a decision, in general, that we're going to only go to secure the border from a raid like October 7th, and we're not going to the Litani River? Is there thinking out loud about that, Seth?
Yeah, I think the IDF has characterized this campaign as a limited campaign. So even though it has several divisions and tens of thousands of soldiers that potentially can go into southern Lebanon, it has been doing these raids into these villages along the border at a depth of a mile or so, and then slowly clearing the villages out of all the terrorist infrastructure that grew up over the last two decades. So first of all, it's difficult to do all that work. Second of all, the goal of the war is primarily to bring Israeli residents back to the north. It's not to go all the way to Beirut or something. So I think the war is slowly changing. There's talk of a second phase. There's talk of moving artillery into Lebanon so that would give Israel, you know, a much bigger umbrella in terms of where it can fire from and things like that. But I think this is all slow, and it all has to just, decisions have to be made, you know, in Jerusalem about where this goes.
We go to Gaza. The headlines from Gaza can be grotesque. For example, there might be famine there. We're also told that Gazans are picking through the rubble for household items or clothing or food. All of those stories could be agitprop. There's no way of knowing, given the reporting out of Gaza by the NGOs. The last time we talked, there was a neighborhood that was completely flattened, and the IDF was going back in, and you reported that Hamas consists of young men in tracksuits now and again with handheld weapons, light infantry weapons, or rocket-fired weapons. Has there been any change? Have they shown any instance of backing off from the pop-up here, pop-up there tactics they've been using?
No. I think Hamas in Gaza, you know, we have to differentiate between the Hamas guys in northern Gaza that are kind of cut off by the IDF from the Hamas, what's left of its command structure in central Gaza, and then whatever is in central Gaza, which I think is a much more complicated Hamas organization that would, you know, would take some time to destroy. The guys in northern Gaza, they hide with among the civilians. They usually walk around without weapons, and they do pop out when they get a chance. They're also Hamas snipers, and Israeli soldiers have been killed in the last several days. Several members of the Kafir Brigade, which is an infantry unit, were killed, I think, apparently by sniper fire or things like that. So there's a danger up there in the north, because a lot of things are in ruins. But, you know, the ruined, destroyed battlefield still gives the enemy all sorts of places to hide. It doesn't necessarily make it better. I mean, it allows the enemy to creep around. And all the enemy needs to do is wait for the IDF to make one wrong move, or some soldier to sit down to have a coffee or something, or, you know, and that's when they can pop up. So it's a very difficult campaign. And it's taken now a month and a half of operations in the north to clear the something like 2,000 Hamas members out of this Jabalia place, 2,000 members out of 70,000 civilians. So you can get the sense of how many there are mixed in.
Then we come to what sustains Hamas. Why does the fighting continue in Gaza? Having to do with the hostages. When last we spoke, the leadership that's left of Hamas was in Qatar and making remarks that were not consistent with compromise on the hostages. What is the thinking in Jerusalem about the state of the hostages now? Who's in charge of the hostages, or who has possession of them? Is there any clarity?
No, I don't think there is clarity, unfortunately. That's one of the big tragedies of this war, I think, is that Hamas leaders in Doha, it's rumors they may even be moving to Turkey now or something. Some of them are, you know, Ismaili has been killed. It's not clear who's in charge there. Hamas in Gaza, I guess Sinwar was killed, so it's not clear who's in charge there either. And I think that it's kind of the worst of both worlds, because you don't know who to talk to. I think Israel's reticent to drive into the central camps area where Hamas might be keeping people and then end up in a firefight where hostages are harmed or killed. I think there's a lot of reticence to do that, but it's the worst of both worlds because there's no one to talk to, so it's not clear exactly how to even proceed. And that's one of the most difficult, I think, moral qualms that Israel is stuck with at the moment.
The hostages, Is there any good guessing about where they are? I imagine they've been divided into groups. There's said to be X number who are deceased, X number who are alive. Is there anything there, John, that can give us a guide to where we're going?
I don't think so. There's 101 officially hostages in Gaza. There's thought to be, you know, half or more, you know, some percentage are alive. And Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group that is Iranian backed, are holding some of this, holding them. My sense is that they are in central Gaza, which consists of four different towns. It's not that small an area. There's lots of places to hide them. These are refugee camps, and there's tens or hundreds of thousands of people there. And I think tens of thousands of or 10,000 Hamas fighters or something. So you can imagine that that is an area that you could hide hostages. And Israel has found hostages there before in a raid in Nusrat camp where they were able to free several people. So I think it's a known fact that they are probably somewhere there.
I'm speaking with Seth Frantzman, the author of The October 7th War. I recommend, because that gives you the backstory to what we're now seeking, which is a resolution in any of the battlefronts. When we come back, we're going to Jerusalem, because though it's not a battlefront, there's a lot of politics and a lot of discovery going on about Israel's relationship to its own people and to the region and to the United States.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.